It's Thursday, November 13th, and here's some of the news beyond the headlines. The UN says opium poppy cultivation in Afghanistan has hit a record high, despite a 13-year campaign by US-led forces to wipe the lucrative crop out. More than 500,000 acres of poppy plants, that's roughly the size of Texas, are grown mostly in the volatile Helmand province, where British troops were stationed until last month. Afghanistan grows 80% of the world's opium, which can be turned into heroin or morphine, or simply smoked on its own. Iran is showing off what it claims is a replica of a U.S. surveillance drone it captured in 2011. State television broadcast this footage on Wednesday, showing a black aircraft flying over mountains before landing at an airbase. The head of the Aerospace Division of Iran's elite Revolutionary Guard says at least two of the drones will be built before mass production begins sometime next year.
Unspeakable acts of violence have occurred in our schools.
Technology developed for use by the U.S. military in war zones could help American schools prevent mass shootings. A school in Massachusetts has tested an active shooter sensor system, which functions like a smoke alarm for gunfire and could help police quickly catch an assailant. The system was developed by a Massachusetts-based company in partnership with the government's Military Technology Development Division, DARPA. During a live demonstration, a gunman fired dummy rounds inside rooms and hallways of the school. Within a second, sensors alerted teachers, administrators, and the police where the gunshots came from. Six of the world's largest banks have been fined a total of $4.3 billion for letting their traders attempt to manipulate currency markets. Citibank, JPMorgan Chase, Bank of America, and three European banks agreed to the settlements on Wednesday. Global regulators say traders used nicknames like the A-Team and the Three Musketeers to plot moves in internet chat rooms at the expense of their clients. Check out the Vice News YouTube channel for more original reporting and documentaries from around the world.
Thirty-five percent of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need. Get a quote. Fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. 35% of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need. Get a quote. Fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. When I stopped to do some walking, I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill and I feel great.
I had 3 bypass 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all, and it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way it went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life.
Really?
I gotta try Iodine Now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals.
Wow, why are you so nice to me?
Because I'm you. You're out of...
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. All I'm offering is the truth.
And now, here he is, OCD.
Outcast Radio. I am OCD, toll-free nationwide, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. If you would like to join in on the national conversation, my email address is ocdaustin@yahoo.com, and the website where you'll get all of the stories today, that would be outcastradio.net. It is Thursday, November 13th, 2014, 12:07 here on the East Coast, 9:07 on the West, and here are the headlines making news at OutcastRadio.net. Obama to introduce 10-point immigration plan via executive action as early as next week. Generation Wi-Fi wants brains hooked to the internet. Arctic air that sent temperatures plunging 60 degrees in a single day pushes eastward. Mind control device lets people alter genes in mice through the power of thought. Follow up to controversial homework worksheet on Islam, a story from North Carolina. And a woman says the Winnipeg police force came into her home and beat her. You can check out that video too. But the top story, the one that no one is talking about that I'd like to start with, Obama's secret treaty would be the most important step towards a one-world economic system. If you've listened to this show for any amount of time, you know that I'm all about moving into a one-world system. Not that that's what I want, but there is going to be a one-world economic system. And part of it is due in part to this. President Obama is secretly negotiating the largest international trade agreement in history. And the mainstream media in the United States is almost completely silent. If the treaty is adopted, it will be the most important step towards a one-world economic system that we've ever seen. The name of this treaty is the Trans-Pacific Partnership, otherwise known as the TPP. And the text of the treaty is so closely guarded that not even members of Congress know what is in it. Right now, there are 12 countries that are part of the negotiations. They include the United States, Canada, Australia, Brunei, Chile, Japan, Malaysia, Mexico, New Zealand, Peru, Singapore, and Vietnam. These nations have a combined population of 792 million people and account for an astounding 40% of the global economy. It is also hoped that the EU, China, and India will eventually join the TPP as well. This has potentially the most dangerous economic treaty written all over it, and yet there's little debate about it and nobody is talking about it. I know we've discussed the Gruber incident about the stupidity of the American voter, but this to me is the big kahuna that absolutely nobody is talking about. And it puts amazing restrictions on America, even though it is allegedly all about free trade. The following list of issues have been addressed in this treaty, And this is from a Malaysian news source. Of course, we can't get anything here in this country. Domestic court decisions and international legal standards overriding domestic laws. In other words, a world court will decide the issues, not an American court. Environmental regulations, including nuclear energy, pollution, and sustainability. Financial deregulation, more power and privileges to the bankers and the financiers. Food safety, that is lowering food self-sufficiency. Prohibition of mandatory labeling of genetically modified products. You think maybe Monsanto has something to do with that? Government procurement, no more buying locally produced grown food. Internet freedom, of course, the president talking about net neutrality just the other day. Labor, welfare regulation, workplace safety, relocating domestic jobs abroad. Patent protection, forget about that. Public access to essential services may be restricted due to investment rules. Why isn't anybody in the United States talking about this? Simply, 96 to 90% of the media is bought and paid for. This just happens to be one of the few outlets that is not. Other story making big news, considering, also has to do with the president. Obama to announce 10-point immigration plan via executive order as early as next week. President Obama is planning to unveil a 10-part plan for overhauling the U.S. immigration policy via executive action, including suspending deportations for millions as early as next Friday. This according to a source close to the White House. The president's plans were contained in a draft proposal from a U.S. government agency. The source said the plan could be announced as early as November 12th, though the date might slip a few days pending final White House approval. Obama was briefed at the White House by Homeland Security officials before leaving on his TPP trip. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest told reporters traveling with Obama in Burma on Thursday that the president had not made a final decision. Well, it sounds to me like he has made a final decision. Get ready to bundle up if you live in a good part of the United States. Frigid weather dumped huge amounts of snow on parts of the Midwest and transformed summer breezes into gusts far below freezing in a matter of hours as this front continues to head towards the East Coast. A huge front of cold air has swamped Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan with intense and dangerous flurries of snow pushing southward overnight as far south as Texas and Oklahoma. And by today, the system will reach New England and the Atlantic seaboard, where temperatures could plunge by 20 degrees. By weekend, freezing temperatures could reach as far south as Atlanta, Georgia. According to the National Weather Service, snow could spread as far as Ohio, West Virginia, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and upstate New York, although New York City itself will not be hit. So get ready. It is going to get very chilly. Generation Wi-Fi wants brains hooked into the Internet. According to a survey by tech giant Cisco Systems, about a fourth of professionals ages 18 to 50 would leap at the chance to get a surgical brain implant that would allow them to instantly link their thoughts to the Internet. A fourth. Their survey was conducted on 3,700 adults working in white-collar jobs in 15 countries. Quote, assuming a company can invent it, a quarter of the population between 18 and 50 is ready for it. And that's why I've said, when it gets down to the implantable microchip, whenever that occurs, most people will willingly take it. I believe the number at that point, as we move down the rabbit hole, will probably be closer to 80%, because it'll be the solution to all of your problems. Your health records will be on it, your finances, and by simply waving your hand, you can conduct all transactions. That is what Obamacare is about. You realize that, getting us into a biometric data bank. It has nothing to do with healthcare. That's the real funny thing about it. So while the Republicans and the conservatives rail about Obamacare being a tax, which it is, and being unfair, which it is, and etc., the reality is it's all about getting into a biometric data bank, and that would tail into this story, because eventually I do believe everybody will be plugged into this matrix. So there you go. All commercial products have sensors, and someday all people could be implanted with brain chips, allowing people to interact with products, what we call the Internet of Things, where all products are connected to the internet, like a smart refrigerator and a smart thermostat. To many, it sounds like a brave new world. Well, it is a brave new world. Get used to it. It's coming. And finally, mind control device lets people alter genes in mice through the power of thought. Scientists have created a mind control system that allows a person to alter the genes in a mouse through the power of thought alone. The approach fuses the latest advances in cybernetics with those in synthetic biology. So I guess we'll be able to control politicians. I mean, it said it controls rats. 800-313-9443. This is Outkast Radio, black and white in a gray world.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Quarters are fun. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. You can check out the website, outcastradio.net. You can check out my criminal record by contacting my parole officer. Well, having apparently missed the note about Walmart spreading its Black Love Friday across 5 days, two intrepid shoppers have decided that whatever it takes, they'll do it. There are a couple of losers, I mean intrepid shoppers, spending 22 nights sleeping under the stars in Beaumont, California, outside of a Best Buy, so they can get a good deal on a flat screen. Think about the amount of money you can make working 22 days at a job, unless you don't have one. So they're camping out 22 days before Thanksgiving. Quote, said the intrepid loser, "We could have started later, but then we wouldn't be sure to be first in line." Yeah, that's right. You could have showed up a day before and been 10th in line. They only get a few items at the cheaper prices, so it's first come, first serve. That's what you call having way, way too much time on your hands. Immigrants and their U.S.-born children make up more than 40% of the new Medicaid recipients at a cost of $4.6 billion. This according to an analysis of government data. The Center for Immigration Studies, a low immigration advocacy group, released a report early Thursday that found both legal and illegal immigrants and their minor children make up 42% of Medicare growth from 2011 to now. Part of the increased enrollment came as a result of the new health care law expansion of Medicaid to impoverished and low-income adults. Gee, that's a surprise. I didn't see that one coming. And when I bring up this topic, I always get angry phone calls, but I don't really care anymore. This is the follow-up to the controversial homework worksheet on Islam. In North Carolina, there is a school district. You don't have the clip? You'll find it if you go to the homepage, outcastradio.net. It's the video at the top, right in the middle. It says, follow-up to controversial homework on Islam. Anyway, I'm having four conversations at once. It's the follow-up to controversial homework worksheet on Islam, and hopefully it is queued up. Let's listen and hear what they have to say. Is it not working? Okay. Well, I guess this show's in the toilet today. Why don't you play a song, regroup, and figure out if you can play that clip.
Some say life will beat you down and break your heart, steal your crown. So I started out for God knows where. I guess I'll know when I get there. I'm learning to fly around the clouds, but what goes up must come down.
Hey, look out, Junior. You're stepping on my bed. And I said,
to the controversy surrounding a ninth-grade course on Islam being taught in Union County. This is an exclusive story we first told you about last night on Primetime after a concerned mother contacted us. It's also a story that's gained a lot of attention on social media. Well, this evening, Casey Hollins continues to search for answers regarding the content of the course in question. She joins us now from the newsroom with more. Casey?
Thanks, Barbara. Well, this woman, the concerned mother, didn't want to be identified, telling us she didn't want her child to be singled out. But she's upset about this world history class at Porter Ridge High School and one lesson in particular. Now, this worksheet was filled out by her son in class. The part that's got her really upset is this part right here, saying most Muslims' faith is stronger than the average Christian.
Muslims are stronger in their faith than the average Christian, saying Islam is a religion of peace.
This woman believes her son is being taught incorrect information about Islam and doesn't believe he should have to learn passages from its religious text, the Quran.
If you're going to do it, let's do it right. I really feel there is a spin on this.
The worksheet in question seen here was filled out by the student, but Union County schools still haven't given us a correctly completed version of it, despite several requests. Today I spoke with Islamic Center for Charlotte spokesperson Jabril Huff, who has his own issues with that particular lesson.
I don't see this as indoctrination. I will recognize it may have a flaw or two in it. It's not perfect, but I think it's a good starting point.
Huff thinks the worksheet is only appropriate if it's part of a larger discussion.
I have some issues with this too, but I would rather go with it and work with it than them not be talking about Islam at all.
He says learning about Islam is valuable for students of all religious backgrounds. But as for the line about their faith being stronger?
Just to teach that just based on the fact that I'm a Muslim and I'm more devout than you because you're a Christian, you can't teach that because you do not know that for a fact.
Now, as we follow this story, I'm going to continue to try and figure out where this worksheet came from and if the students' answers are indeed correct. As I do so, Fox 46 wants to hear what you think of it. You can find the full version on our website, myfoxcarolinas.com. Reporting live in the newsroom, Casey Hollins, MyFox Carolinas.
All righty then, there you go. This is Outkast Radio, and I'm feeding back. I feel like I'm doing a sound check for a heart concert. OCDAustin@yahoo.com is the email. Outkastradio.net is the website. Hopefully we'll have all the bugs worked out. Pretend the first half hour didn't happen. 800-313-9443.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
November 13th, 2014. You can email me at ocdaustin@yahoo.com. I haven't checked the emails yet, but it's there and ready for you. And of course, the website is outcastradio.net. Some of the other headlines making news we discussed: 42% of new Medicaid signups are immigrants and their children. Jerusalem lurches towards open conflict over Temple Mount. Those 38 acres are the most contentious acres in the world. That is where it is all going to go down. That is where I believe the third temple will be built, right next to that mosque. And I also believe in a two-state solution. And I believe that will be the center of everything. It will all come down to Jerusalem. Absolutely. So as we move quicker and quicker into this new world order with money, the religion, you're going to see the focus on Jerusalem. You can believe it or not believe it, but you're going to see it in your headlines very soon. There's a couple things you're going to see. You're going to see something happen, I believe, in the Ferguson-St. Louis area very soon. You're also going to see something occur with the dollar, I believe, very soon. If I'm right, time will tell. Steve in Colorado, what are you thinking, young man?
Hey, Don. Got your name right this time.
No problem. How are you doing?
Man, you hit a lot of topics. I know your site blacked out a couple of minutes, right, ago? Did it?
Well, it wasn't the site. We were just having some problems with the board and the equipment. But we're back on.
Okay, good, good. Good to hear. Oh, God, I don't know where to start. Well, I want to bounce back on what you just said, but now, because you just kind of like, you know, whoa, you brought me to so many things, I don't know where to start. But I'll start with companies, certain manufacturers that make jeans, products. Don, you don't think it's a good idea if you have a show on what companies to boycott?
Well, I think if we came up with a list of companies that could be boycotted, it might be most of them, and then we'll be walking around naked.
All right, but, well, you keep what you got. You know, you don't have to go naked. Don, what, you know,
yeah,
I was looking at the website of Levi's, and I couldn't believe how left-wing commie. They must have used this word sustainable, green, blah, blah, blah. I almost threw up on my keyboard. But anyway.
Give you an example. I enjoy going to Starbucks every once in a while.
I don't know how
and
you
they
do
just
it.
Put, they just put... They, yeah, I know. We don't have any real gourmet coffee shops around here. But they just put out a transgendered commercial. So if we start boycotting every company that we disagree with, we're not going to get any coffee. We're not going to have any jeans. And as far as jeans go, I don't buy jeans. I just keep the ones I have and I wear them out. I buy jeans maybe once every 5 or 6 years, if that.
Hey, Don, there's an answer to that.
What do you got?
Stay home and make your own darn coffee.
Yeah, I do, but you have to buy it from somewhere. Or, you
hey,
know what
you
I
know
used
why?
To do when I lived in Colorado and in California? I roasted my own beans.
Hey, Don, that's good. There's these little pop-ups now that are popping up in, like, shopping malls where you can drive through, and they're really good. And I like the fact that that's popping up because it kind of puts, a slight dent in Starbucks' pocket. I refuse to support any company that is going against freedom as much as I can. I do not support it, and I think if everybody were to do that, take their cable TV and take the cable box and throw it out in the garbage, I think they'd be a lot better off.
I'm all for it, my man. The particular part of Florida I'm in right now is not known for its gourmet coffee houses. The place I came from, Austin, about 6 weeks ago, I used to go to a place called Strange Brew almost every day. Independent, local. They had local bands. It was a really cool place.
Nice.
I'm only going to Starbucks right now by default, but I am looking for another place to go.
Hey, Don, I'm not ripping you apart on that. Listen.
Oh, no, I know you're not, and I agree. I agree with what you're saying.
Yeah.
I think we should go to mom-and-pop businesses and support local and not go with these corporations. I am all for it, Steve.
Don, what part of Florida are you in?
I can't really say because
it
might lead to stalking, and
I've had that issue
in
the past. Okay, Florida's a little out there on a lot of things.
Yeah,
but, you know,
yes. Some may want to bring me flowers. Some may propose marriage. Some may propose the guillotine. So I really don't know.
Well, it's a huge police state, if I'm right.
Yeah.
I just wanted to mention something about talk radio that's out there, you know, mainstream. I'm shocked. I'm hearing a lot of talking heads, like on the Mike Savage show. He had a host on, and Mike Savage wasn't on yesterday. I forgot the gentleman's name, but I was shocked to hear that he said that the IRS and the 17th Amendment should be gone, abolished. And I was like, wow. What's your take on that?
I thought it was the 16th Amendment.
Never mentioned
what I would love to see is a consumption tax, a flat consumption tax. Let's say you make $500 a week. You don't pay any tax until you go to the store and buy something. And at that point, I could see a 17 to 20% tax. But that also would include your property tax, all gasoline taxes, everything. So people would now own their home, not have to pay a property tax, and you would only pay a tax based on what you bought.
Yeah, I have a friend that says we shouldn't pay a tax at all because didn't in the Bible it meant taxing meant the whip? Tax, tax, tax. It was the sound of a whip. Have you ever heard of the website called FamGuardian.com?
FamGuardian.com. No, I haven't.
Man, there's tons of info on there. It's I just got on it. I never knew about it myself, but it talks about the great, you should write this down, the great IRS hoax. and there's a PDF file on that. And I mean, it's 573 pages long. And you know, when these churches say give on to what Caesar's is Caesar's, good point is Caesar God? You know, Jesus was just saying give back his money and don't live off of it. Why don't the pastors say that?
Well, the pastors don't say that because they'll lose their 501c3 tax exemption. Most of them are cowards.
Thank you. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, and I agree totally. That's why more and more people are not going to churches anymore, because they're starting to smell the coffee. All right, Doc. Hey, take care, bud.
They're smelling the Starbucks coffee.
Bye.
Have a great day, Steve. Steve, the other Steve in California. Hello, Steve.
Don, how you going? Yeah,
I'm having a good day, man. What's going on in your world?
Well, I was just thinking about, when you're talking about this Black Friday thing, you know, here's what I see. I see it's going to be a pretty glum Christmas holiday season as far as buying retail. But if there is anything of an increase or some kind of sales, decent sales, here's what I see it's going to happen. There's a certain group of people that know very well that basically we call it hoarding. And they'll just buy whatever the heck they want, and they'll just live up high on the hog, knowing very well that in the new year they'll be filing Chapter 13 bankruptcy. And that they'll just basically stock up with what they want, knowing very well that we can't pay for it and nobody's going to come and take it from us. So if we see sales that are decent, that look towards the beginning of the year when they announce all those bankruptcies, look at the number of bankruptcies. My bet is there's a lot of people who have that feeling, that belief, hey, I'm gonna take what I can and hell with it, because I'm not going to pay for it. My credit's crappy anyway. It will be. And so we'll have to wait another 7 years. But I think you're going to see a certain population that's going to say, you know what, I'm going to take it and I'm going to enjoy it, because and nobody's going to take it from me. And so they'll just file a bankruptcy. You watch that.
I think you're absolutely right. And at the head of that list would be a corporation named Sears and Radio
yep.
Shack. Their vendors are demanding payment for goods and they're not getting it. I could see Sears and Radio Shack having a Black Friday, but really what it is a going out of business sale, and they'll file for bankruptcy in January. So if the vendors are doing it, I see the consumers doing it too.
Yeah, yeah. One other thing, real quick. I was listening to a couple other alternative media, and somebody had brought up this possibility. You remember all these beheadings they showed a while back, that he took his kids to a Universal Studios, and they pulled somebody out of the crowd at the special effects area there. They were doing special effects, and they pulled this woman out of the crowd, and the guy pulled this big giant knife out and told her to put her arm out, and he started sawing at her arm, and blood was coming everywhere. And then he pulled back the knife and showed that it really wasn't, but it sure did look like it. And when you think about, you know, movies like Wag the Dog and stuff like that, and how you could stage anything to make anything look real, even the NASA.
Steve, can you hold that thought for just a minute? If you'll come on the other side of the break, I'll put you back on, okay? Hang on, Steve. I'll be right with you. This is Outkast Radio, Black and White in a Great World.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices, and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 3855. 5, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now, available by the case and for protection from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money, has a storage life of 100 years, all for about $18 a month. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367. Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Iodine Now. Only at hempusa.org.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Thursday, November 13th, 2014, 1248 on the East Coast, 948 on the West. Steve, go ahead and finish your thought about consumers, Black Friday, and where we all may be heading financially.
Well, like I said, I think there's going to be a certain sector of the population that's going to just live high on the hog, knowing very well that they're going to file bankruptcy in the new year. So they'll just get what they want. It's a free-for-all. Get it now because you're not going to see anything for a long time, so they'll just do a lot of hoarding. And they'll buy whatever they want, knowing very well they can't pay for it in the new year and file the bankruptcy. The other part I was talking about there is about this one guy that brought his children to the theme park. I guess it was Universal Studios, and the special effects, how they showed a knife. It took a woman out of the audience, and they took a knife, and they started sawing on her arm. She put her arm out, and it looked so real in the blood and everything. And then they showed how that was done. You know, when you think about all those beheadings they were showing, the media was showing, and, you know, they were trying to do their propaganda. But, you know, if you see that, what Hollywood is capable of doing, I remember on the Discovery Channel, the Mythbusters, those guys showed how the NASA moon landing, how you could do the whole thing and make it look so real. We've seen Hollywood do this time and time again. I mean, look at the splatter films they have out, the horror flicks. Some of that stuff looks so real. So if you take that into account, and then some of the stuff you see on the media that they're throwing at you, you have to look at it and say, wait a minute here. Look for the errors in what they've done, because unless they've hired Hollywood to do it, They may have some experience in doing some of this stuff, but they're probably not going to be good as Hollywood. And even your Hollywood people probably say, you know, that's fake. Look at this. This is fake. I can tell you why it's fake. I mean, these are professionals in Hollywood. So
I think the dilemma they faced when they were putting together these, what I believe were fictional beheadings, they couldn't make them look too professional.
Right.
Because if they did, then people would say, well, that's Hollywood, obviously.
Right.
So they had to make it look a bit amateurish, but at the same time make it look convincing. And unfortunately, I don't think they did either, because that was obvious. That was a green screen that they were shooting that from.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, and it also doesn't fit human behavior. I mean, if you're on your knees and that's it for you, you know your ending is coming soon, would you be reading a little speech that somebody hands to you? Heck no. You'd be saying goodbye to your family and love. And you know what? You do a last-ditch effort trying to get the hell out of there and run.
Yeah.
And if they're going to shoot you in the back, they shoot you in the back. But at least you're going to give up some... Give some effort to get away or do something.
I just
can't buy
the human
that somebody would sit there and go, okay, I'll read your little speech here. And with no emotion,
it didn't make
too.
Any sense. Because you knew you were going to have your head cut off anyway. Why would you read the speech?
Yeah, I mean,
you would be saying goodbye to your family, your loved ones, or at least making an effort to break away. I mean, even though the guy was on his knees, all of them, you just had Jihadi John, Silence I Kill You, and a cameraman. So what are you talking about, two guys that you have to overpower? I mean, at least give it a shot.
Right, and no tears and no emotion, just kind of a monotone, read the letter. I mean, geez, you'd see the fear. You would. And I just didn't see it, so I knew it was a fabrication, it was a lie.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, Don.
Have a great day. You got
okay.
it. Thanks, Steve. Francis in North Carolina, what's up?
Hey, OCB, how's it going?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, not too bad for the most part. I feel kind of strange calling you today, considering what's going on. I'm going to have to do some more research about that follow-up to the controversial homework worksheet regarding Islam and all that, and see what other religions were presented as far as the world history is concerned and that class is concerned. What religion was, or religions, plural, were covered before that one, and which ones they're going to be covering after that, for that matter. So there's a lot of research I'm going to have to do about that because, well, hey, if they're doing world history, when I took it, I don't recall religion being even even touched at all, regardless of what religion it was. It was mostly about how the U.S. came to be. It was about the branches of government and so forth, how the Civil War, the World Wars and all that was occurring and all that. It was never about how religion came to be or what was done or whatever, la-di-da-da-da-da. So I might have to do some research about that and see what religions they've yet to cover regarding that world history course, for that matter. Now, I do have a question for you.
Are you familiar with that local affiliate? Because it is in your home state.
I didn't even catch the name or whatever of it.
Yeah, you can go to the website when you get a chance to check it out on your own. But go ahead, continue.
Okay. I know you mentioned about the fact that whenever the financial collapse occurs, that basically the euro would end up collapsing, which then would hence the Federal Reserve note would end up collapsing, unless I misunderstood that.
No, that is, yes, that is how I believe it's going to happen. It'll be the
okay.
euro first, then the dollar.
Okay. Then I do inquire a question then. If that be the case, then how are people going to deal with what is called a carrot bars international that is based on the euro, and how would they end up, if they have it in savings over in Germany, are going to be able to get their gold out of there, be it that they were able to even get it shipped at all to them? So if the euro collapses, thus the U.S. Federal Reserve note, dollar, whatever you want to call it, then I'm kind of wondering how that's going to affect people that are doing the gold deal from being based over in Germany.
Well, that's an excellent question, and I don't have an answer because I don't know that much about carat bar, but I do know the conversion is in euros. So
yes.
you bring up a really good point. I don't have an answer.
Well, yes, it's based in the euro, considering it's like 65 U.S. Federal Reserve notes and 50 as compared to 50 euros. But, I mean, I don't know. as much as it sounds tantalizing and titillating, they actually have gold from based in another country, but the fact is, yeah, but why not check on gold in your own native country, for that matter, even if you have to go and check with a local distributor, if you can even find one at all.
If I were to make an investment myself personally, I think the best investment to make right now is silver.
Bingo.
Because the spot price is under $16, and I see silver going through the roof. But I'm talking about physical silver. I used to trade on the ETFs. I used to own SLV, which is paper, which I believe they don't have the reserves. You need to physically get that silver in your hands, and I think that would probably be the best investment you could make. That would be the one I would make if I were to go into any metal market right now.
Now, question for you. When you said that would be, that silver would go through the roof, what would be a dollar line mark that would define the roof?
50 to 60. You know, keep in mind, what was it, three years ago, it was at $50 an ounce. And it went up from 25 to 50 in, what, 2 or 3 weeks. I think silver is poised to go through the roof. And I'm just pulling numbers out of a hat. It could go up to 100. Who knows? But at $15 an ounce, it certainly seems like a good investment at this point.
Yeah.
Because I also have a story here. Five banks fined 2 billion pounds for Forex rigging. And, of course, that's how a lot of transactions occur with gold and silver, too. So they're being exposed for rigging the market. And I think once those restrictions are pulled off and we actually see what the value is of silver, I think silver is your best play at this point.
Yes, because quite frankly, it's definitely underpriced compared to how gold is being marketed, and let alone not even mentioning platinum.
Well, and the other thing is, I mean, you're still looking at about $1,100, $1,200 for an ounce of gold, whereas you can get an ounce of silver for $15. I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah. Well, don't forget your junk silver.
Yeah, and then there's junk silver, too. I've actually thought about buying two things. One, I'm getting ready to probably buy some classic cars, maybe flip some cars. But the other is silver. Silver, to me, seems to be a no-brainer, and it takes a lot less work.
That I'll give you. Yes, it is. Have a great one.
You got it. Have a great day, Francis. This is Outkast Radio. It is black and white in a gray world.